Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
During the beginning of the new year or any transition, you may be needing your health insurance. We've talked about the special enrollment periods, the open enrollment, which goes till January 15th. If you want that February start date, but you missed the last one, if you wanted the January 1st start date, but all of this is soon going to be clear as we talk to Marianne Eterno, President of Government Relations for Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance. Getting the most value out of our health insurance. Marianne, what do you want people to do, the first most important thing to do about and with their insurance coverage in the new year?
Well, Melanie, the very first thing they should do is realize that insurance is a calendar year business. So anything that happened last week in 2015 is gone, and this is a new year and a new set of benefits under their policy. So the first thing to do is call your insurance company or look to see if they've sent you any mail to see if your deductibles have changed this year, if your coinsurance has changed this year, what is happening this year under your insurance. There are questions to ask and there is information to be gotten.
That's great. You know, I'm actually going through that right now, Marianne, because I want to schedule my physicals and I want to schedule my blood work and my mammogram and my pap smear, all those things. But I know if it's a calendar year and not just the year, does it have to be that whole actual 365 days, or does it start again, roll around January 1st?
It starts January 1st. And you know what? Make sure your doctor is still in your network. Those things are changing rapidly. Insurance companies are making their networks smaller and smaller to try and contain costs, and that's one of the biggest changes that people are finding with their health insurance is their doctor that they've had for forever isn't in their network anymore. So make sure you ask your doctor when you call for that appointment, do you still take this insurance?
So if we've got insurance that's pretty basic, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, are they reducing their networks? And I mean, because I wouldn't have thought of even calling my gynae or my pediatrician to say, are you guys still in Blue Cross?
They are. Actually, and it's funny that you bring up Blue Cross Blue Shield. They are one of the insurance companies that have made the most news for slashing their networks. And the end of 2015, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma slashed their most popular PPO. Actually, they canceled one, and the one that is now available has about 30 to 40% fewer doctors and hospitals than the one that everybody else was on. So there is a chance that your doctor might not be in the network anymore.
Wow, that is so important. That's great information, and I'm going to take care of that actually today. So now, as far as using our insurance, back in the day, you would be afraid to use your insurance because all of a sudden now there's a pre-existing condition, seeing a therapist for mental illness or any of those things that could affect long-term ability to get anything. Now, do we start using our coverage if we really have something we want to discuss with a doctor or anything, or do we wait until illness strikes? What do you recommend?
Do it now. And that's such a great point. People did used to be concerned that there'd be something in their medical records that could hurt them in the future. That's not the case anymore. There's no such thing as a pre-existing condition. Nothing your doctor puts in your records can hurt you if you change jobs, if you change insurance companies. No harm, no foul. So if you have a condition that you're wondering about or you're concerned about, go get it checked out. Schedule every single wellness visit that you can. Get every single test you've got coming to you, because the flip side of that, besides the fact that it's not going to harm you as a pre-existing condition, most of those are free now. So with the amount of money you're paying in premiums and the deductibles you're going to have to pay for illness costs, you might as well get as many free benefits as you can under your insurance. So take advantage of it.
I agree. And one of the big ones I think now that I'm thrilled is a part of a wellness plan is a colonoscopy, because it's the single biggest, all my docs, Marianne, every single one of my GI docs says this is the single biggest way to prevent colon cancer. And so getting your colonoscopy is now included in that well visit if you're over 50 and you get it every 5 years kind of thing.
Absolutely. There are, for all adults, there are about 15 different screenings and counselings and things in addition to your well visit that you can get at no charge to you, no copay, no deductible, no nothing. If you're a woman, there's about 22 additional screenings and counselings that you are entitled to. There are about 26 for kids under the age of 18. And then there's a whole list of vaccines that you can get every year or as needed that are also at no charge to you.
That's a great point. Now, how do we keep that free well visit from turning into a bill? Because you go in and they say, well, I want to do a chest x-ray. Or recently, I went to my pediatrician for my daughter's well visit, and my daughter filled out the teen form, which talks about whether she's used drugs or had sex or any of these things, and I got charged $8 for it. Now, not that I'm bitching, about $8. I paid it happily. Right. But it was a surprise.
Oh, yeah. You have to be very careful because a doctor, to get maximum reimbursement from the insurance company, and I'm not faulting them because they've got all their own issues, they're going to code and put down everything they talk to you about. And if it falls outside of the parameters of a well visit, which is basically blood pressure, height and weight, your various screenings, your various vaccines, if you say, for instance, I had a cough last week, or, you know, my nose is running. What do you think? Should I go get, you know, some flu medicine at Walgreens or whatever? Anything like that, any innocent question now turns that well visit into a diagnostic visit, and you are going to get charged for that piece of it. So don't ask anything outside of the realm of wellness. And if you do have an issue, make a separate appointment for it.
Or talk to your doctor about coding, because this is another question I want to ask you. As people are learning how to kind of self-advocate and ask about the coding and what the bill that they can expect, because now there's so many new codes for
there's
everything.
There's over 10,000.
There's over 845 just for like angioplasty or one of those. So how do we get involved in the coding and beg our doctors to use the screening coding as opposed to the diagnostic coding?
Make sure they're aware of it. Doctors are still getting used to this new system. The new codes all came online in October of 2015. So yeah, they are still getting used to this. Many of them are still using the same basic ones they have, although, like I said, with 10,000, it is greatly expanded. But you're right. It's a good discussion to have up front with your doctor when you're sitting there before you forget and you get into all the other questions is, how are you going to code this? Make sure you code this as a wellness visit because I don't want to be charged by my insurance company.
So if you are somebody who's this year going to get in on the exchanges and you're not sure about those dates and those things, I've mentioned them a couple of times, that January 15th date for February, what do you want people to really be looking for when they're looking at policies now?
If they're looking now, they will not have insurance available to them until at least February 1st. The exchanges are still open until January 31st of right now, this year. The government might extend it. I know some states at the end of 2015 extended their open enrollment for January 1st coverage all the way up to December 28th. So
because they were being inundated.
Yes, inundated, or they weren't getting very many and they wanted to get more. That's been an issue, too. So the dates are fast and loose, but get online, look to see what's there. That's the most important thing. Start with the information. You can't bank on the fact that the dates are going to be extended. So pretend that they're not. Pretend that January 31st is that drop-dead cutoff date, and you need to get online and start looking at your available options.
Well, Mary Ann, always such a pleasure to have you on. You are such an amazing guest, and it's great information. So listen to what she has to say. Share these podcasts with your friends, because that's how we all get this information, and it's very difficult to understand. And Mary Ann Eterno comes on and explains it in a way that we can all understand. I learn every time she's on, and I hope you do too. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.